There have been scuffles at meat plants today as farmers continue to protest at beef prices paid to them. Despite the High Court ordering an end to the protest yesterday, more farmers have joined those protests today. Our agriculture and consumer affairs correspondent Fran McNulty is at Dawn Meats in Grana in South Kilkenny. And Fran, there's some breaking news from there.
Yes, Claire, I understand that ABP, the large meat processor, is in the High Court, has been in the High Court already, and the case will resume at 2 o'clock this afternoon, seeking a committal order so that authorities can enforce this injunction. When it was, the injunction was granted yesterday afternoon at around 4:30 and the news was broken, farmers remained on the pickets. If anything, the numbers have increased on the pickets. The injunctions appear to have strengthened the resolve of farmers this afternoon. There have been scuffles across the country at a number of protests, and we understand that ABP is seeking a committal order. That effectively, Claire, would mean that committal order will be returned to local Garda stations, and Garda will then have to go out and enforce the court order. That will mean that people who are on the picket lines and are covered by the injunction, either named individuals or those associated with them, will be arrested if they do not voluntarily leave the picket lines. That will mark a massive turning point. We've had scuffles before this kind of action has happened. We would be prepared for major incidents on picket lines all over the country. We also understand, incidentally, that the Irish Farmers Association have representatives in court. They've been seen around the four courts this afternoon, their legal representatives, and it is highly likely that they will seek a stay. They will seek to stop this happening.
Okay, Fran, I know you've been talking to some of the protesters there at Grana in South Kilkenny. Let's hear what they've been saying to you.
Well, I think the factory shot themselves in the foot by bringing out the injunction. There's one out against me. And I have to sit on the sidelines here. They literally shot themselves in the foot by bringing it out and brought out more support to us.
We're not looking for much. We're looking at a small piece of the pie is all we want. And if they're not prepared to come to the table, we're not prepared to leave this picket.
So we took a stand. Like, what do we do? Go to on the side of the road?
It's going to have to come to an end. This can't continue on their side. The MMI are putting no reasonable offer on the table whatsoever. So until the negotiations follow through, we're here for the foreseeable future.
Well, the Minister for Agriculture and Food, Michael Creed, has been speaking about this in the last few minutes. Let's hear what he had to say.
Well, I would say it's very difficult, at a time when every farm organisation has said, there isn't a single farm organisation that is supporting the current pickets. Every farm organisation, is very clear on where they stand. These pickets are counterproductive. My door is always open to meet with the stakeholders. I've said that and I've been in contact with them individually.
Okay, so he's saying his door is open, Fran, but also saying that no farm organisation supports the pickets. Is he right?
Yes, he is right. The Beef Plan actually issued a message to all of its members yesterday saying that if they found out any of their members were on picket lines, they'd be expelled from the organisation. There has been an inference from the meat industry, and it was covered in the court proceedings yesterday. They're basically said in court that Beef Plan members are orchestrating all of this on the picket line. The Beef Plan refute that strenuously. The IFA, they are not supporting these demonstrations. The ICSA president in Rathdowney yesterday said to me that the farmers should leave the picket as soon as the injunction had been served, and then later turned to say that the injunction was heavy-handed.
And Fran, I want to ask you about the Chinese inspectors from the customers in China coming to inspect Irish meat plants. Now, some of those Chinese inspectors were in Kildare today, where one of the protests was taking place.
Yes, these are state officials who come to inspect facilities. They arrived at Kildare Chilling in Naas. When they arrived, there was a protest outside. A small protest held placards with messages in Chinese. They also had prepared letters in Chinese. I understand these letters were outlining how these farmers are protesting because they want more fairness, they want less control by the industry. But it really is quite embarrassing for the companies and for the agencies here, bringing officials around, and the preparedness of the protesters is to be admired. They went to the hassle of having all of their documents translated so that the delegation could read it on their way in and way out.
All right, that's our correspondent, Fran McNulty.